All right, if you use Google a lot and you admire how they seem to kick hiney at anything they kind of turn their attention towards, and if you don't love your cell phone, well, yesterday was going to be a big day for you because it was the day Google was going to announce its new Google G phone. Woohoo! The only problem, it's not actually a phone yet. Okay, here to explain is Siva Vaidyanathan. He writes the blog googlizationofeverything.com. Hi, Siva.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. Okay, so wait a minute. The Google phone, not a phone. Explain.
It's an operating system. It's the equivalent of Windows or your Mac OS that runs on your computer. We're in an age when we are consistently moving what we used to think of as internet activities to these smaller portable boxes, right, from our desktops or laptops to our pockets through the use of smartphones, of course, the iPhone being the prime model. Well, everybody knows that the problem with the iPhone, the reason it's maddening, is that you're locked into one particular carrier forever, and it costs an incredible amount of money, and it's impossible to update or customize using software created by third parties. You're basically a slave to Apple and AT&T
Right, because if
if you go into
you
it.
try to upgrade the software, it tells if you've been up to any shenanigans and
It
totally
locks your
bricks
phone. It
your
makes it a
phone.
brick. You paid $500 for a brick, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's a nasty way to treat consumers. And Google sees an opportunity, and they see an opportunity to not only do better than the iPhone and make up for all those sort of anti-competitive practices, but totally revolutionize the American cell phone market and probably make a tremendous inroad into the still emerging mobile phone market in Africa, Asia, South America, where mobile phones are a lifeline. They're, in fact, the only mode of communication that's dependable for most people out there. But there are still billions of people who have not made the move to the sort of smartphone platform where you can actually do web work and email and do so much more, and of course, use Google products
Well, so
to do that.
Google seems to have, at least initially anyway, made a big step forward in the whole open sourcing of how the kind of brains of this phone will work. But in terms of like the physical phone, do we know who's going to make it? Do we know when you might actually be able to go into a store and walk out with a device?
We don't know for sure for a couple of reasons. Now, we know that Google's announced a partnership, sort of a working group, with most of the major mobile phone carrier, I mean, mobile phone companies, right? The companies actually make the hardware, like Motorola. But we also know that only a handful of the major American carriers, T-Mobile and Sprint, for instance, are talking to Google about the possibility of letting Google operating systems run on their systems. Other companies like Verizon are a lot more reticent. AT&T, why? Because those companies enjoy the fact that they have you in their universe, that you have to pay them for ringtones, that you have to pay them for third-party software, that you have to pay them forever, and you have to pay this extortion price if you want to switch carriers.
Well, let me ask you this, Siva, because your blog is called The Googlization of Everything, which is sort of, sounds to be a bit skeptical of some of the Googlization of things. Is this just the next place where Google's going to completely dominate?
Well, we don't know. I mean, it's an open game here. But you know what's interesting? It's the one area of modern communication where Google has not established a major foothold in sort of the digital realm. And that's because of the lockout, right? Google succeeded on the web because it did brilliant moves, brilliant products that were perfect for this rather open platform where you can, basically Google harvests the work that we all do on the web and monetizes it by sticking ads next to it and governing our search habits. Well, for Google to repeat that game, to repeat that act in the mobile platform as we move toward this mobile world, it's going to be that much harder. So Google's trying two moves. One is create a really cool operating system, hoping that consumers demand it, and secondly, try to get regulators like the FCC to open up the mobile phone regulations so that these mobile phone companies can't lock us into these
Well,
unfair
if you
situations.
need to find out more about it, just Google it, I guess. Google
Right.
phone. Thank you, Siva.
Anytime.
Siva Vaidyanathan, he writes the Googlization of Everything.com. He's also a professor of media studies at the University of Virginia.
Big story and a big mafia bust coming up next on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.